what this authority will be able to do is take all of those plans and mesh them into one. How will the whole region be served? And then once we have a plan that is sensible and it's detailed, then we can take an issue to the voters of a referendum for funding for a plan. So, you know what? We've made a lot of progress in 1 year, from talking conceptually about a regional authority to a year later having the regional authority in place, having an update of the Hillsborough Transportation and Transit Plan. I think a lot's been accomplished in just 1 year.
A plan should be in place by 2009, and Iorio thinks that soon afterward it could begin to be implemented.
I suspect we can take something to the voters in 2010. And if the voters approve a funding source and we can aggressively go after federal monies, then I think in the second decade of this century, we can lay the groundwork for rail. And, you know, rail ought to be incremental. The worst thing you could probably do is go out and just build some expensive system that people aren't ready to ride yet.
Amy Letellier is the chair of the Tampa Bay Partnership Transportation Funding Task Force. She said that every option of how to pay for regional transportation would be pursued. Some of the options include state and federal matching funds, public-private partnerships, a gas tax, a rental car surcharge, adding toll lanes to the interstate system, and up to a 1 cent sales tax for transportation. The last option is only available to a few Florida counties, including Sarasota, Pinellas, and Hillsborough. But there may be a way for the state to allow other counties to participate. If that happened, then a combined income from all 7 counties instituting a 1 cent transportation surtax could raise an estimated $450 million per year, which could support a $6 billion bond for construction of a regional transit system. Letellier stressed that all of the counties in the region had to work together to secure funding.
The success of the projects that are going to come out of the TBARTA is going to require the funding from all of the areas. No one can do it alone, or they would have been, or it would have moved forward already. Not even Hillsborough County would be able to do a lot of the things that have been discussed in this area on their money alone. They need the support of the connections to Pasco and St. Petersburg and Sarasota and Manatee in order to get it built.
Maria Garcia Berry was part of the Fast Tracks campaign to bring 119 miles of rail to the Denver region. She said that over $6 billion of capital improvements to create the entire rail network was funded by just a 0.4 cent sales tax. She mentioned that it was important to involve a wide range of interested parties in the planning experience. But the TBARTA board has only elected officials plus 4 business leaders who will be appointed by the governor. WMNF asked Berry whether it was wise to exclude from the board community activists, environmentalists, and academics from the transportation field.
Well, it's my understanding that the legislation also mandates a Citizens Advisory Committee, which will be a 16-member advisory committee that is made up of citizens throughout the region. And actually, they have a formula in the legislation that will say that each county must have a certain amount of representation. So I think that's a good start. But I also think that the members and also the staff in the process is just going to have to go out and talk to the community a lot.
Berry was encouraged by the Florida legislature's creation of TBARTA.
Your legislation is very innovative and very cutting edge because you've allowed for all kinds of vehicles to be considered.
State Representative Bill Galvano stressed why this area in particular needs a regional solution to transit.
You know, when I read Forbes magazine and they talk about the Tampa area as being one of those regions that has a disproportionate share of personal income going towards transportation. That means it's time to act. And it's really a quality of life issue. It means that people will be able to spend more time with their families, more time at their jobs, have a more vibrant economy.